Manu Patra alerts dated the 12th of July 2019. Supreme Court has ordered status quo on the matter of resignation and disqualification of Rebel Congress and JDS MLAs, meaning that the lawmakers will stay put at least till Tuesday, the 16th of July, when the matter is slated to heard next. The top court also asked Karnataka Assembly Speaker K.R. Ramesh not to take any decision over the fate of the MLAs. Supreme Court has declined to intervene with the Madras High Court order that curbed Puducherry Lieutenant Governor Kiran Bedi's powers on the administrative control of the Union Territory. The court refused to intervene with the High Court ruling and disposed of the petition filed by Bedi seeking clarity on the row. Apex Court has stayed further proceedings in the Madras High Court in a case against Tamil magazine Nakhiran for publishing articles allegedly denigrating Tamil Nadu Governor Banwarilal Purohit. Supreme Court has sought the state government's response on pleas challenging a Bombay High Court order that upheld the grant of reservations to the Maratha community in education and jobs. The court did not stay the Bombay High Court order upholding the constitutional validity of the Maratha quota law, but made it clear that the aspect allowing the reservation for Marathas with a retrospective effect from 2014 would not be made operational. Madras High Court, while rejecting a batch of 37 litigations by different plastic bag and paper cup manufacturers, has urged the state government of Tamil Nadu to make the single-use plastic ban effective and meaningful. The court sought strict implementation of the ban and directed the government to ban plastic wrappers used for the packaging of milk, snacks, oil and other consumable products. Kerala High Court has observed that a person cannot be persecuted by the state authorities merely on suspicion that he or she has embraced Maoist ideology. The court made the observation while upholding a single bench order granting 1 lakh rupee compensation to a man who was legally detained by a special squad of the Kerala police in 2014 on suspicion of being a Maoist. Supreme Court has initiated a res judicata action on the rising incidence of child rape and a growing perception of slack law enforcement. The court, while taking up for hearing, will attempt to shape a concerted and clear national response displaying zero tolerance towards sexual assault of children. Supreme Court has ruled that the classification of pensioners into two categories by providing cut-off date for the purpose of grant of revised pension is invalid. The court further noted that the state cannot arbitrarily pick and choose from amongst similarly situated persons a cut-off date for extension of benefits, especially pensionary benefits. Supreme Court observed while refusing to interfere with the High Court order directing to admit a child in a boarding school that the ill effects of the dispute between the father and mother affects the child in its upbringing and has a negative impact on the child's personality. Supreme Court has said that it will intervene to protect JP home buyers if the resolution plan under the insolvency proceedings failed. Supreme Court has directed the Ayodhya mediation panel to submit a report on its progress by next Thursday, the 18th of July, after one of the plaintiffs moved for an early hearing, saying nothing much was happening. The court ruled that it wanted to know the progress, if any, in the mediation. If it stands concluded, the Supreme Court would go ahead and hear the Ayodhya title suit appeals pending since 2010. Supreme Court has refused Karnataka Speaker's urgent plea, saying his plea will be heard tomorrow, hours after the Supreme Court allowed the rebel Karnataka MLAs to submit their resignations to Assembly Speaker, who moved the Apex Court seeking stay of the morning order, saying that he can't verify the resignations by the end of the day. Bombay High Court has rejected the liquor baron Vijay Mallya's plea seeking a stay on confiscation of his property by central agencies in connection with the ongoing cases related to loan repayment and money laundering against him. Delhi High Court has rejected a NHRC order which had terminated proceedings initiated on a complaint alleging human rights violation and forced evictions in connection with a multi-purpose irrigation project at Polavaram, in West Godavari district of Andhra Pradesh. Madras High Court has allowed the rejection of candidature of a woman who had applied for job by Chennai Metro Rail Limited on the ground that she was overqualified. The court rejected the petition by R. Lakshmi Prabha challenging the order rejecting her application for the posts of train operator, station controller, junior engineer, station. While the educational qualification prescribed for the posts was diploma in engineering, the woman was a BE graduate. Delhi High Court has sought to know from the Delhi government about the steps taken to regulate the sale and consumption of e-cigarettes in the national capital while coming down heavily on the government for their inaction, terming it to be a burning issue. The court asked the Delhi government to urgently look into the matter as children of the city have also started to use these products. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea challenging the inclusion of a Supreme Council member of St. Stephen's College in the interview panel for admission of Christian students to the institute. Delhi High Court has directed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to file a probe status report against AirAsia and Tata Group directors. The court ordered the agency to file it in a sealed cover and listed the matter for final disposal on the 26th of September in the petition filed by the Bharatiya Janata Party leader Subramanian Swamy accusing illegalities in the AirAsia approval during the Congress-led United Progressive Alliance regime. Bombay High Court has rejected a petition filed by a group of students aspiring to enroll in the MBBS course against the state government's decision to implement reservation for the Maratha community in admissions to medical colleges from this year. The court, while rejecting the petition, said it would pass a reasoned order later. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the state government to inform it by the 31st of July about the steps taken to implement the notified drug policy in the state. The court sought the status report about the implementation of the policy after Additional Advocate General Shah Amir told the court that the drug policy has been finalized. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed forfeiture of performance guarantee of 5 crore rupee deposited by the Delhi government, expressing dissatisfaction with its compliance report on illegal banquet halls, farmhouses and hotels.